You're listening to SBS News.
Celebrities and social media influencers who are paid to promote brands and products are being told they now have to disclose whether the content they're promoting is sponsored, but the consequences if they don't aren't clear. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority says it has secured formal commitments from 16 British celebrities that they will clearly state in online posts if they have been paid or received any gifts or loans for products they endorse. The authority's Senior Director of Consumer Protection, George Lusty, says it's all about transparency.
Social media influencers have got a really important responsibility. The blogs and the posts that they put online can have a real effect on the things that people decide to buy. And because of that, they need to make it absolutely clear when they've been paid or given a gift in order to make a particular promotion or recommendation of a product or service.
The number of social media influencers is growing, with hundreds of people making a business out of having thousands of followers on sites like Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Tama Lever, Associate Professor in Internet Studies at Curtin University, says for years influencers have been able to share sponsored content without any restrictions.
There were no strict rules. I think it wasn't clear whether social media fell under the same rules as the media, the more commercial media, or whether this was simply an extension of communication via social media, which had no real rules around it of this form.
But there has been a push to change this after people became concerned they were viewing advertisements without their knowledge. Social media sites like Instagram and Facebook have now updated their user policies, meaning people who get paid to display content must either clearly state that through a paid-for-partnership tool or by using a hashtag with the word ad, advertisement or sponsored. The UK Competition and Markets Authority's George Lusty has welcomed the changes.
Some of the things that social media influencers can consider doing are using some of the paid-for partnership tools that are available on social media platforms. They can also use very clear language that puts completely beyond doubt the fact that they've received a payment or a gift. They can use words like advert or ad very prominently in their posts to make it clear that this has been paid for.
But Curtin University's Tama Lever says at this stage, failure to comply with these policies does not result in any actual consequences in Australia. He says he expects that to change.
There are guidelines, but they are voluntary. And so while it's probably best practice, at the same time, the penalties for not following best practice are almost negligible. So I do think actually that for influencers in Australia, because there is actually a whole lot of them and they do ostensibly make a fair bit of money on this, I think it would be very helpful for there to be much clearer rules. I also think it would be much clearer just for something as simple as tax purposes. Some influencers have said, well, I don't even know which things are, you know, if I get a gift, do I need to declare that?
Australian social media influencer Abby Gilmore has 106,000 followers on Instagram and over 20,000 on Facebook. She's been running a blog and social media account for the last few years, but says she only started really working with brands in the last 18 months. Miss Gilmore, who likes to focus on parenting and mental health in her posts, says she is extremely selective about which companies she works with.
In my life, I only do things and take on things and hobbies that light me up, and I think that it's no different when you're working with brands. And I think that, you know, I've created such a loyal following. The social media world can be full of narcissists. There's like a lot of narcissistic people in the world who, you know, just want to make a buck. But I think that when you've got such a loyal following, it's so good to be true to who you are. And I just choose brands that I love.
Miss Gilmore says she has been able to adapt easily to the new social media guidelines around sponsored posts.
Do you know what? I think it's fair enough. I don't have an issue with, just letting people know what's sponsored and what's not, because I think that, you can get confused as to what people are advertising for money or what they're actually genuinely telling you about because they're passionate about it. So that's where I think, though, if you are using it correctly and only promoting things that align to you, like to me, I might forget sometimes, and yeah, that's probably not a great thing, but I am genuinely loving the products that I'm using. So whereas, you know, some people you don't know about.
She says she expects there to be more restrictions in the future, but that it may be hard to keep influencers in line.
I think that because it's such a new thing, like we're the first generation to be doing social media and to be so heavily involved in it. And yeah, there are probably like things that, health professionals or people who are, you know, giving advice that maybe not necessarily qualified to give. So I think that, like, if they're cracking down on it, I don't think that it's necessarily a bad thing, but it's also a space where I don't know if you really can police it too tightly because it is the internet and it's your own page.
Curtin University professor Tama Lever says the continued growth of the industry shows social media influencers are here to stay.
It's a very viable business model. I think there are all sorts of variations all the way from sort of your more traditional sort of models and things like that, all the way through to, say, parental bloggers who specifically write about parenting and review parenting goods and things like that. So I think the full spectrum out there, I think they will thrive. I think some legitimacy in terms of the rules will make that a form of employment that is more recognisable and more legitimate, but I certainly don't think influencers are going anywhere, and I think making sure they're integrated better into our rules and our commercial practices, it can only be a good thing.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.